Thanks for listening to Middle-Aged and Mediocre. I'm Cash.
I'm Joel.
And we are a podcast about all things strange and unusual, death and UFOs, and other creepy,
cults,
weird, random
ghosts.
There you go.
Yeah. Not just naming things in the room.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
What do we do with our hands?
What do we do?
Do we talk with our hands?
I don't know.
I'm talking with my hands.
When I talk, sometimes I use my hands to really help emphasize my point.
Hey, we're back. This is Middle-Aged Mediocre. I'm Cash.
I'm Mediocre.
As always, by Mediocre over there.
Yeah.
Joel. That's Joel.
Yep, I'm Joel.
Other way, a.k.a. Joel.
Yeah.
His mama named him Mediocre, but I call him Joel. We've been gone for a while.
Months.
I forgot what you looked like.
Maybe a month, yeah.
So,
still like
when you
this.
Showed up, I wasn't sure. I'm still not sure if you're...
We hung out. You came to my house and we hung out. But then when I showed up after that...
Well, I was unsure then, too.
I'm here.
So, there's a lot in the news. There's a lot of alien talk. So, I don't know if you are alien. Is, for, you know.
I'm growing my hair out.
You're going to get a nice scarlet going?
Yep. As long as my hair's been in, like, fucking years.
Same here, man.
Yeah, look at you. I'd say, you know, fuck it.
This is just laziness right here.
I admit, this is a choice. Started as laziness, and now I'm like, I'm just...
Not just laziness.
I'm going to trim it. I'm going to trim it with the little things. And just, you know, I look like a gym teacher.
You do. You need a whistle with some really short shorts.
I almost bought a whistle on vacation. We were at that Kroger of Fairborn, the one that I told you had, like, TV screens and the freezer doors.
Yeah, the fanciest Kroger's ever.
Ever. They had a Kroger. Wine bar, fucking a bar, Starbucks, but yeah, they just had a whistle, and I'm on a rope, and I almost bought it just because I joked that I look like a gym teacher.
That's some real white trash stuff if you go get drunk at Kroger.
I know! Like, what if we kiss at the wine bar inside the Fairborn Kroger?
That's a meat cute right there.
Oh, like my sister dropped me off at Goodwill, and I looked at VHS tapes, which was right next door, and then I had to walk into the Kroger, and it was overwhelming.
That's the place that where you tell. Is that the same place that had the crazy, cooler doors?
Yeah, freezer doors. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, where the freezer doors were TV screens that just projected what was not projected. I mean, it wasn't even the bottles behind it. It just had
I don't understand why.
I don't either. I still don't.
Like that? Did that Kroger get like that's that Kroger's? I feel like that Kroger's laundering money.
They're like, well, how can we make these doors break down faster and more?
Yeah.
Well, but then it would show ads and stuff on it, too. It's like, we're inside the store, man. Like,
yeah, we're already here. Yeah, you already got us.
This place is huge. Just let us try to be... Like, they had... It's all, like, clothes in there, and, like, furniture, lawn furniture. Like, it was like a Lowe's and, like, a Walmart and a Kroger is all fucked.
Nice.
And then, like, the Menards was, like, watching it and, like, jerking off
and
every top of it. And crying.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of Kroger that
Menards knows it sucks.
Like, before long, I'm sure they'll just tear down the wall between the Goodwill and the Kroger, and it's just all going to be together.
Hey, you know what? I'm all about unity.
I mean, it's just, like, the Kroger, they're just trying to sell everything.
Well, they got to compete with Walmart. They're, you know, so... Well, good for Kroger. Good for them.
Fairborn Kroger, good job.
Stepping it up.
There's a Starbucks right in the same parking, like in the same complex there, right across from their parking lot. And there's a Starbucks inside the Kroger.
That's how you do it.
Like, I had to get a Starbucks at the one outside, then I got inside, and I had to get another Starbucks.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I knew the laws.
And you said that was your first time getting Starbucks.
Yeah.
So you just doubled down.
I always do.
Yeah.
I knew the law.
Well, yeah, so you've been way busier.
I went to Indiana and Ohio.
Yeah, you've been traveling the world.
Those are other states.
The country.
Yeah.
The Midwest.
I mean, that's like a good 3% of the country, three states. Counting West Virginia.
I've just been working. That's all I've got going on.
Yeah, are you taking a vacation this year?
I took one a few months ago.
Did you?
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you did a staycation.
I did a staycation.
Okay.
I need another vacation.
Yeah, vacations are... Sometimes I get back from my vacation, and I'm like, I need a vacation.
From my vacation.
From my vacation.
Yeah.
That's always classic.
Yeah, I do need another one. Things are...
You're busy.
Chaotic right now.
Yeah.
There's, I'm going for a big boy job, moving on up, and but it has been.
You have like expectations and responsibilities.
Oh my God, I hate it.
I always had a panic attack just saying that. That's your life.
I have been having
panic attacks. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I had to stop. I was driving to.
Do you think it's because we haven't been recording and you've missed this?
I think.
Okay.
Because this is my outlet.
Yeah.
And I haven't had, like, my therapy sessions.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's.
How did that make you feel, though?
Awful. It made me feel panic.
Let's talk about that.
It made me feel attacked by panic.
Let's talk about that.
I was driving to a meeting and had to pull off on the side of the road because I had a panic attack on the way. Just because I was thinking of all the things, like I left where I work to go to a meeting at a different agency, and then like the whole drive, I'm like just thinking of all the things that were waiting for me when I got back.
Oh God, you weren't even done with your next task.
Yeah, and I had to just pull off the side of the road. And I sat there for like 20 minutes, just trying to catch my breath and like just contemplating, like maybe a truck had hit me.
Yeah,
maybe I could just a giant truck could swerve and hit me.
Yeah, Hardee's
doesn't sound that bad right now.
Well, but I guess this is growing up.
Things cost money.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
These VHS tapes don't grow on these trees that we're that
yeah,
we're
I mean, we,
to.
Well, you have already, like, I'm growing a collection. You have a substantial collection right now.
And you get the sloppy seconds, the offshoots of that.
I get the, like, whenever you.
Every time I see you, I'm like, here's another dozen VHS tapes.
So, are you just buying doubles, or are you just buying, like,
if
lots?
If it's good, you know, and I'm like, if it's 50 cents or a dollar, yeah. I'll buy you a tape.
Okay.
Because if it's a movie I really like, I'm like, I'm gonna push all my likings on the U.
We picked up some good ones today.
Yeah, you found a couple good gems. I found Commando with Schwarzenegger. I didn't have Surviving the Game. I thought I did.
Along with Life of Brian, I picked up Coal Miner's Daughter.
One. Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good one.
Sissy Spacek playing Loretta Lynn with Tommy Lee Jones in it.
Well, she puked herself to death. No, Sissy Spacek. The coal miners. Who puked herself to death? It was like some female singer.
Oh,
Not Sissy Spacek, though.
No.
It's that thing where they made herself throw up because she thought she was fat or whatever. Carpenter? Was it one of the Carpenters? Is that who I'm... I don't know why I even started talking about it. But yeah, I have that on my list of topics to talk about. I'll get into that. How, like, I keep, like, giving you VHS tapes. Like, you showed a small interest. So, you actually had them before me, but I just... So, like, you know how I've been looking for Bring It On? The DVD for my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Because it's a movie she really liked, and we got our daughters together, and it's not streaming for free anywhere, so she rented it. And she's like, I can't believe I don't own that. I love that movie. So it was, like, my goal now to find that for her. Well, on vacation, I couldn't find Bring It On, but I found all the sequels.
Okay.
How many Bring It On movies do you think there are?
Well, by the way you're saying it, I'm going to guess more than two. So let's go six.
There are five Bring It On.
Five Bring It On.
I kept finding. I'd get so excited I'd see Bring It On.
So four sequels.
Yeah, it was like Bring It On, Bring It On Again, Bring It On. This time we mean it.
Really bring it.
Yeah, it's all like these different, like not different actors and actresses the same time, or every time. But like I realized, like she barely wanted the first Bring It On, and I bought her all the fucking sequels. And I showed up, and I was like, "Well, I don't have the first Bring It On, but here's everyone since." And she's like, "Oh wow, thank you."
Right. Yeah.
And I have since found their Bring It On, the first one. she's like, yeah, that's a movie that I like.
Because we just assume that everybody's like us, where if you have the slightest interest in something, that means you want
all
everything about it.
Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't care. Like, yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I totally get that.
Cool, four Bring It On movies. Like, I guess you don't have to keep them. She's like, no, I'll keep them. She's the best. She really is.
You're like, I worked so hard to find them.
I showed an interest in one of them, so yeah, give me five.
Yeah, I guess I get all of them now. Well, now she has the whole set.
I, like, find one of the actors out, like, working at McDonald's, and I'm like, you gotta come with me, and I'll take him to her house. Remember this guy from the movie? He works at McDonald's now!
He lives with you now.
I feel like I'm probably just ruining stuff for people.
Well, I mean...
I mean, I'm enhancing your life with all these VHS tapes.
Yeah, I am appreciative of everything.
We're cut from the same vein.
Yeah. So, no, I totally get that. I think I've done that in the past with people before where if they like even mention something.
It's
like,
especially someone you care for so much.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, well, that means they have to
like me too. So obviously I have to buy her shit to show her that, you know. But that's how my brain is. I mean, she's, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I find out somebody like I am dating or whatever is slightly interested in anything,
I pause for a second in front of a store and look at something. They're like, all right.
Yeah, I assume that means that they now need every item ever made that connects to that thing.
And I was on vacation, too. Like, what is that thing about vacation where, like, there's, like, this weird disconnect between, like, your money and, like, you, how you knew you had to work to get that money. I would just buy stuff. Like, it'd be, like, something would be, like, $6. I'm like, oh, I'll get it. Like, I'm just on vacation. Like when
you're
I don't know if you do that. Like, I feel like, and then you go to some vacation spots and they know that, and that's why they jack the price up.
Oh, yeah, vacation brain will definitely make you think. Yeah. Like, well, I'm on vacation. Yeah. It's fine.
They had a $10 bill. I bought it for $20. That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. It's a vacation $10.
I needed $10 bill. All I had was $20. I was like, what if I need change? I was like, I'll buy it. No, but yeah, it's like your brain. I think it's because you're not working, but you still have the money you worked for. I think you're crazy on anything. I mean, you know, I bought some, visited the flea markets I'd be around and bought tapes. And
I think it's because you almost feel like if you're on vacation, like you've earned that vacation. Yeah. So like, you know, I've earned this. I can do what I want with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to like make myself feel good and like to do the things that kind of fill you up a little bit inside.
And that's why I think I'm assuming, as a parent, like if you go on vacation with your kids,
oh, shit, it's so expensive
because your kids want so much because you're going to all these different places.
Yeah,
and the places you're going to usually have like you know gift shops,
T-shirts, yeah,
and things.
Here's a $40 T-shirt.
So, like, you want to be able to remember,
yeah,
that you did it. So yeah, that those places
they prey on that
skyrocket prices on you.
Zoos, gift shops, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like an airport.
So we need to make a travel destination.
Uh huh.
And sell like a middle aged mediocre theme park.
Yeah.
And sell merch.
$60 T-shirts.
That's how you do it.
Just the shit that I draw on.
I'm sure we can build some like roller coasters and stuff.
It doesn't have to be good. Look at the name.
Yeah.
You can't complain. I went to the Middle Ages
Mediocre's in the name.
And it was awful. Like, of course it's awful. Like, be mad if it's good. Like, it was the best time of my life. How dare they?
Well, other than vacation, you've also, you were telling me a little bit about this.
I've been doing a little bit of comedy.
I'm super interested in what the hell you're talking about.
I went to Pomeroy, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which, try to imagine like a less sophisticated Parkersburg.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like the kind of place that probably ran shows.
We did shows right across the river.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what this was. It was like the River Freedom Fest thing. Like, I got put on a show to do comedy. Because that's where comedy really works the best, is middle of the day. Outside, right on the river.
Yeah, boats going by.
Yeah, and what really helps is we get there, and there's a Batman impersonator. And he's even got the Batmobile and everything, but then...
Now, which Batmobile?
This is the Michael Keaton Batmobile.
Okay.
So it is a cool Batmobile.
Okay, it is, like, the best
Batmobile. And I appreciate that. I didn't get my picture taken with it or anything like that, you know, because, like, I'm, you know...
Yeah,
because
it goes Michael Keaton Batmobile,
uh-huh.
Adam West Batmobile, yeah. And then the rest are...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Is it that the classic? Yeah, I think the Michael Keaton Batmobile just...
It's badass.
I pop a Batmobile boner every time I see it. Just thinking about it now, I'm moving a little bit. that was something under the desk that popped up and hit it.
Boner. So you have a Batman impersonator.
Yeah,
but and he's got the Batmobile.
And he takes it up a notch. And he gets on stage and he starts doing Batman like motivational talk. He's like, kids, I want you to yell one thing for me. Yell try. I wasn't even listening. I was just like trying to drown him out. And like all the people, there's like six booths set up with like different foods and stuff, and one lady working one of the booths I think is drunk, and she's like, yeah, you fucking asshole, like, the Batman. Yeah. Oh man, me and Kyle were just cracking up, and just the people, and we bought hot dogs, and then the lady told the hot dogs, like, I wish this guy would just shut up. A different lady talking about Batman, and I was like, yeah, right. I was like, and then after this is comedy, and she goes, yeah, right. And I go, no, there is comedy after this. I was like, she's like, comedy. And she's like, no one wants to hear that. And I was like,
no one wants to laugh.
I was like, I'm one of the comedians, ma'am. And she's like, oh.
Fuck you too.
Oh, but yeah, so Batman gave a motivational talk. He did drugs and alcohol. And now he's been clean for 30 years. And I really wanted to offer him a joint. I was like, fuck, I wonder if he would give it all up just to get hired, Pomeroy. I'm like, I ain't been clean for 30 years. Like, come on.
Kids, Batman's had some struggles in his life. When you're fighting crime all day and you have to every day walk the line between are you letting the Joker kill everyone by not killing him? Or could you have put an end to all this? Or have you done what you're supposed to do and avenged your parents?
No.
You turn to the bottle, kids.
No one fights the crime going on inside.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Can I get your picture taken?
That was he from there?
No, he traveled. No, like, and the guy that's like I was talking to with this show. Again, I didn't set the show up. Another comedian did, and he asked me to kind of just be on it, so because he couldn't make it, he had another gig. So I ended up getting there and pretty much just being the point man. Because like, of course, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and it was like 45 minutes behind schedule and just total shit. Yeah, it was fun, but it was, you know, it was stressful. It was super hot out, whatever. But no, apparently this guy travels the country. I think the next day he was here at the mall, or the next week he was at that Freedom Fest at our mall.
Mm.
Like, I think he just travels around.
Hitting all the Freedom Fests.
Yeah, hitting all the Fests of Freedom. A lot of people there are like, hey, man. Yeah, it's just
life's
so weird that just because he's an impersonator, he still, like, does the speech as Batman. Like, he tries to give, like, the Batman character, like, a different background. My parents are fine, but I'll do what I used to do, any drug you'd give me.
Kids are sort of like, I do not remember this part of the comic book.
Like, what? Is Robin here?
Batman was shooting arrows?
Robin's sucking dick for coke, okay?
I drove him away. I hit him once. I regret it.
He saw the dark side of Batman. Darker than the one with Christian Bale.
Well, what's really weird is to see any Batman, even if it's an impersonator, out in daylight.
Yeah.
Like, because if he's doing that on the river, I'm assuming it was like a hot day.
It was hot.
That is a rough outfit to be in.
That's such a weird thing, too, for me. These people do the cosplays like that and get so into it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I get into stuff, but, like, I'm into the VHS, and I like to buy VHS, but, like, but that's, like, that's not a me thing.
Well, I really think you should start dressing up as a
VHS. Like, what would I don't, yeah, like, they like Superman, it's like, I'm gonna dress up like Superman, and I am Superman, and I'm gonna go to this parade, and walk in the parade.
Well, you should start dressing up as, like, a Blockbuster employee.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
You can all the time be a
Blockbuster. I bet you could get me a Blockbuster shirt.
I can call Jason right now and have him get us one.
Yeah, I got khakis. I can get khakis.
That's what you should do. You should just be a VHS Blockbuster.
We make our magnets now. We have magnet nights, and I made a magnet to go on my shelf that says I have more movies than Netflix.
Got him.
It's pretty close. but that was a comedy show. Comedy! It went well. We had to do clean comedy. I did like 18, 19 minutes of clean comedy.
So they have a Batman up there talking about doing drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you have to be clean.
Yeah, I could.
That Batman has scarred those children.
But I did crowd interaction with some of the people. There was like a 12-year-old boy there that I was messing with. He was laughing. That's how great he was in. Like, looked like he had to think a little too long. And I was like, have you not gotten to the number 7 yet in Pomeroy? Like, what's going on? And they were like, oh!
We haven't!
I was like, I'm from Buckingburg, I can joke about it! But it was a fun time.
See, I thought maybe that guy that did Batman was, like, from that area, and that's why everybody hated him. They're like, it's this fucking, it's goddamn Gary.
It's like the worst, but it's just a Batman t-shirt. Yeah. He rides his bike down, he calls his bike the Batmobile!
He just got on shorts and sandals with a Batman t-shirt.
Oh, we were there too, this is funny, like, we're standing there talking to Rob, the other comedian. Like, there's some workers there who, like, were emptying the trash can, and they put the lid back on, and Kylie's standing there, and they go, hey, can you just watch this and make sure no one throws anything away until we get back with the bag?
No.
And I walked up, like, to the tail end of that, and they walked away, and I was like, what was that? And she told me. And I was like, seriously? And they were gone for, like, 10 fucking minutes, and someone came and threw something away in it. And I was like, you're not doing a very good job. And then we just walked away. I was like, well, that's not your responsibility. I was like, they can't, just because you're standing next to a trash can, they can't be like, hey, you're hired.
Hey.
And I need you to make sure no one throws anything away.
We're deputizing you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the answer to that is always, oh, yeah, don't, yeah, no problem. And then as soon as they turn their backs, you walk off.
Yeah, walk the fuck away.
I'll be on it.
They're gone for so long. Like, where are you going to get these bags? There's two of you. One of you stand here with the trash can.
No, no, no. It takes a two. It's a two-man job to get the trash back.
It takes a whole city, the whole town. Oh, but that was comedy. And then we did another show in Marietta after the River Roar thing.
Okay.
The boat show thing with the fireworks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I was cool. I got to do comedy. And Kylie's parents came and watched me. And they, Larry was there. And he tried to shake my hand before the show. And I just said, no thanks.
That's a good response. Yeah.
And he was like, huh? He was so fucking drunk. You could, like, during the first comedian, you just heard him go, I'm Uncle Larry. I'm one of the comedians. He was at the bar. And, like, I didn't have the sound right. So the first comedian after the host, I had to go up and turn it up because he was a quiet talker.
Yeah.
And I was up on, like, stage doing my thing. He goes, that's Joel Gant. He works at Frames, etc. Like, whoever he was sitting by.
God damn it, Larry.
I was like, fucking Larry. But, like, now I told Patrick, like, hey, man, I was like, thanks for putting me on your shows. Like, I don't want to do any more shows with Larry. Like, I didn't promote that show at all. Just because I was on the same flyer as Larry. And I was like, I can't.
I don't blame you.
I can't do it anymore.
That dude is awful.
Like, comedy, local comedy is awful for the most part anyway. But, like, yeah, like, I just, like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick's a super funny guy. He's doing good stuff. I hope to work with him some more. But he came to his own conclusion that night, too. Because Larry, like, repeated the same joke three different times. It was just not funny.
Yeah, like when I was doing it, and you know, he was on some of the like you just feel like, you know, well, fuck, if
he's like, people laughed at Gators. It's like, because at first it's funny when like an old dude is kind of borderline racist and says some things that you're like, what? So like some people laugh at that, but then like
that's
all you got.
But you realize also that that's not a character.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Like Donnie Baker just passed away.
Yeah,
like that was all character for that guy. Yeah. Like he. Like, look, like now I've been looking at this. He did a lot of characters on Bob and Tom, which I didn't know.
Yeah, he did, like,
him.
Kenny Tarmack.
Yeah, yeah, I knew he was Kenny Tarmack.
Floyd Trucker.
He was Tony Soprano that would call him. I mean, he did a lot of stuff that was character. Like, that's not a character for that fellow. But, yeah, that's been my comedy, and I don't have anything else planned.
It was really weird watching him. I found a video where he was doing an interview with somebody.
Uh-huh.
But he's just him. He's just
Larry? Him. No, I'm just kidding. Donnie
he's
Baker.
Just him?
Yeah, it's Ron
like,
Sexton.
Just Ron Sexton? And
well, that's why he made the Donnie Baker. I mean, he wouldn't have.
It's just so weird to watch him, like, you know, because he was Donnie Baker. Like, that's who he, like, he just, that's who, he was that dude.
Yeah, I've never seen him be anything other than Donnie Baker.
So weird, man. Like, he's just.
I worked with him, too. Like, I did that live last where, like, I was doing comedy. I was helping running the stage and stuff. And I didn't have a lot of interaction with him, but I mean, I worked with him. I talked to him.
Yeah, he's just like the most average, normal guy. Like, yeah. And he was sitting there talking to me. He's like, yeah, so when I was doing the, he's like, I called in the first time, you know, and he's like, I really didn't have, but there's just the way he's just talking so calm. And yeah. You're just like, this is so crazy that you weren't like,
you made someone so big and just so, and I've been listening to a lot of, like, you know, I've been listening to podcasts stuff talk about him, other comedians. Like, he would stay, like, in character for, like, to meet every person after the show and, just yeah, but yeah, that was a character. That was a comedy character where you could do jokes. You're like, okay, he's poking fun of like
people like that.
People like him, like Donnie Baker, like that. But that's not
when you're just an old man that's actually up there rambling about the prejudice you have.
Yeah, how you don't like non-binary people? Just like, I don't even know. Just awful shit.
But how, you know, like, you don't do that comedy in a small town.
Don't do try that in a small town.
Fucking
not like where people have been posting about how he went to Charleston to that burrito place and ordered all those burritos and
didn't tip, got the person fired.
Paid for it, didn't tip, and it was like right before close, and then like when the employee complained, like,
oh, I thought it was that he didn't pay for it.
No, he paid for it, he didn't tip is what I thought it was.
Okay.
And when someone's like, okay, you come to my restaurant, you know, 10 minutes before close and order burritos for your entire team, but don't tip at all.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Whatever.
Well, Jason Aldean is basically just,
it looks like he got hit with like maybe he got stung by a jellyfish in his face.
He's just an AI bot. Like, he doesn't do anything original. He just, like, it's just, everything about him is like him looking at what other people.
Was it Tyler Childers said, try writing your own song in your small town?
Jason Isbell.
Okay, yeah. I don't know any of these music fellas, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then now everybody's upset about Tyler Childers.
I guess like two guys kissed each
other?
Oh,
my God. Yeah, they were.
What?
They were in love, and you can't have that.
They kissed on the lips?
They
like
were.
Like men and women
they
do?
They held hands?
Like men and women do?
Yeah.
What?
And people just, I mean, it was.
Are we supposed to kiss each other? Is that what that video means? Now that video is out, we got to kiss?
We got to.
We'll be back.
Now that we've seen our eyes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
What else are we supposed to do?
Oh, we got to. Ooh, that Tyler Childers got us again.
So people are more concerned about that than, you know, all of the real issues in the world happening. which one of the things happening right now that I wanted to talk about, and, you know, we've seen stuff about this coming out for a while now, but it seems like more and more that aliens exist.
Yeah, Mark wasn't totally wrong.
Yeah, it seems like it was Tom, wasn't
Tom,
it?
Tom, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like Tom DeLong was pretty right about it. Like, he was even cited in the congressional hearing. Like, they were talking about some of the work that was done. They were like, and then the team of so-and-so, Tom DeLong, and so-and-so. And I was like, hey!
Like, someone doesn't know who that is, and they Google it, and their first song's like, their first thing they see might be like, song about having their mom suck you off or something like this.
Just the other day, July 27th, I think it was, so three military veterans testified in Congress about there being secret things happening, secret programs from the U.S. government.
Area 51!
And he said that the U.S. has recovered non-human biologics from alleged crash sites. So nobody is really like, I mean, they're just kind of saying it, and everybody's just like, yeah, okay.
Well, it kind of came out during COVID and, like, said they had footage of, like, a UFO, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, they released, like,
it was, like,
some...
Like, it didn't make a big...
From military, like, personnel.
I mean, I believe it.
But there's... So, I've been reading about it and stuff, and, like, the guy that was... The main guy that was testifying in front of Congress is David Grush. He's a retired major, and... He was telling them that there are, you know, some of these officials he's talked to or whatever, or that there, you know, there's these different government, there's different programs and stuff. And they ask him who the, were these like U.S. government programs, and the way he worded it makes it sound like the CIA is definitely involved, and some of the bigger like military contract defense companies like Raytheon and stuff. So, like, it's starting to sound like we do have some technology that could possibly be used for things that would, like, eliminate the need for like, fossil fuels. And that's the last thing
anybody wants.
These big companies would ever want because that's... So, like, I don't... There's some shit going on. Like, I feel like there is... I feel like it's probably been known for decades now.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what's all been going on.
Whatever they tell us is just a tip.
Yeah.
Of, like, the spin of what they're trying to... Of what's going on, what's happening.
But I do feel like any day, like, there's just going to be aliens.
Just, yeah, spaceships in
there. And everybody's just going to be like, yeah, okay. Like,
what was he going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, like, well, like, after 9/11, we'll all, like, come together. It'll be us versus the aliens.
But that would be our first reaction. Like, even if the aliens are legitimately just like, hey, no, we're good. Like,
step one, go buy all the toilet paper you can.
Yes.
And then get guns. Toilet paper and guns, and then just stay in your house. And I'll be watching VHS.
Yeah, the aliens come down. I'm hey, like, guys, we were just traveling. Finally got here. It's hard to get here. We don't know if you know how space travel
works. Shoot. Bang.
What are you doing? Maybe brought you guys, like, cures for things.
Maybe we wouldn't have to go to work. They'd be like, all right, there's a heavy dose of alien today. Just stay home.
I will say this. If aliens show up tomorrow in the skies, and if I am still, or not tomorrow, but Monday, if I am still expected to just be like, all right, well, that's happening. Yeah. Time to go put 8 hours in. It's not going to happen.
Time to go work on glasses.
I'm going to need a couple weeks to deal with this, to get my head wrapped around things. So I can't, like, the whole world needs to just stop. If that happens, like, we need to all stop for a minute. Let's deal with this.
Yeah. But I just think that's like conspiracy theory, like aliens. Maybe think of I'm going to Denver next week, the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything about that? Yeah. We've been watching videos on that. That, like, it's pretty crazy.
You need to try to get yourself down in the underground tunnels.
Yeah, you see, we're like, I was watching something. They said they built, when they first started building it, they had three buildings complete, and they're like, oh, we built those in the wrong place. Those don't go there.
Oh, oopsie.
And they just covered them up. They didn't take them down, destroy them, or anything. They were like, we'll just cover with dirt and build over top of them.
Oopsie doopsie.
Yeah. And like there was like whatever video we were watching. It was on like Tubi or some of those streaming things. The guy was like, they're like, some people, you know, think that they have underground tunnels that lead into the mountains right there. And like some like talking head got on and they go, why would they put that 4 hours away from Washington, D.C.? Well, they're attacking in D.C. They're safer in the air. Like, that's why. But yeah, we're going to be going there. So I'm going to look for some conspiracies. They got crazy paintings.
Yeah.
And like gargoyle statues and a giant red-eyed horse out front. And I'm pretty sure the Denver airport's responsible for 9/11. That's part of the conspiracy.
Is it?
No.
Oh,
probably.
Probably.
How could it be? It's an airport. How could
I think that the guy? There's something too about. I think like that horse statue thing fell and killed somebody or something.
See, that's what my cousin Mike was saying. I think in the thing they said. I thought they said the guy that sculpted it killed himself. But I don't know. Maybe I misheard what he said or something. But it's gonna be hard for us because I mean I'm not gonna be able to sneak around much because I'm gonna be wearing an awesome tracksuit.
That's right.
You got. I sent you a picture of it.
You got
right?
A tracksuiting it up.
Well, just go ahead and just describe to the listeners what this you go ahead.
Okay, so picture this. It's the '90s. All right, it's the '90s, and we grew up in the '80s and '90s, so. If you were a fan of sports at all or not, you were a fan of Michael Jordan. You knew who Michael Jordan was. You wanted to be like Mike.
Yep.
So if you remember when basketball games would start and you would get the Chicago Bulls
WGN
intros, and when Michael Jordan would run out on the court, he'd be wearing a sweet, sweet red and black or red white striped tracksuit.
Yeah.
And they would have the Airman logo on one side and the Bulls logo on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, did he look good. Well, our boy Joel, he got himself one of those.
Yeah!
Sort of.
Kind of.
He's got, it has a big P on it, which I'm assuming it's a PHS.
Yeah, our local high school, Parkersburg High School.
But we ordered a Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. It's got the Airman on it, too. It's Nike Airman, but they... I didn't realize it until after I bought it because I couldn't believe the guy was selling it for $3 at a yard sale.
Well, you scared him, it sounds like. You were telling me earlier about
I ran up almost poor sweating from mowing. Did he just take you on him?
Yeah, he had
to like... I was hoping for the tractor. He's like, just take it, please.
He had to tell you, like, do not follow me inside my house. But, yeah, so we got the Bulls iron on patch. Yep. So that P's coming off.
Yeah.
And that Bulls patch is going on.
Uh-huh. And I got... I don't know if you noticed the shoes I said. I got those red and black Jordan shoes.
You got the Jordans to go with it.
I got the black hat. It's not a Jordan hat, but it's a black hat, so it'll work. I'll wear it backwards. And I've since bought an all-black fanny pack, Air Jordan fanny pack, that I'm going to be rocking with as well. So I'll be going through the airport feeling extra special.
I think you need to... I know you said you're growing your hair out.
Uh-huh.
I think you just need to shave it. You need to go full Jordan.
You get the earring?
Get the earrings.
Okay.
You get the little tiny Hitler sash you had after he retired?
Look how good my hair looks, though.
You need to, yeah.
It looks so
Mike
good.
Wouldn't have had that. When Mike was crushing, dropping 40 a night.
But we're going first class to Denver, and I'm going to be in my tracksuit. My girl ordered herself a tracksuit, so we're just going to be extra, man. I can't wait.
Well, then when you're in the Denver airport, though, you just have to act like... extra, like, touristy, whatever, and then, like, just sort of wonder, like, you know, just, like, be...
Oh, I'm not supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Trying to go downstairs, and I find myself, like, surrounded by aliens?
Right.
Cool. And they'll be like, are you Michael Jordan? I'm like, yep.
Yes.
Yes, I am. Something's off about you. And I'm like, it's the hair. I'm growing out my hair. You probably see me more bald-headed. But as you can tell, I'm growing out my hair. Makes me look a little different. A little shorter. Probably not as tall as what you thought I'd be, right? I put on a little bit of weight, okay? And that's another thing. Like, everyone's so body positive now, but like I feel like bald's the last thing that you can't be. Like, it's just... Like, you can't... You just got to shave... Like, you got to shave your head. And like, I don't want to be shaved head anymore. I want to have some hair.
You want the Friar Tuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever it is, you know? Yeah. It's just how my body is.
Right.
Okay, body positivity.
I'm not judging you.
Oh, I know you're not. I'm looking at you, but I'm taking it out on you.
Okay.
But just because there's a whole world outside that door there, I'm just not as safe as I am in here.
There is still that thing where, like, people feel like they can attack you for not having, like, for whatever. And I'm just like, that's just fucking how my chemistry and my body work. I'm sorry.
Like, it's raining. Like, oh, did your hair get wet? Outside the rain just now? Because rain's wet. Yeah. If your hair gets rained on, it's wet, but you don't have hair. But did your hair get wet?
So you're going through something.
I'm working through a few things, okay?
Well, there's also some people that go through some things, and what they like to do is they like to go on Reddit and into the subreddit where they ask the question, am I the asshole?
Is it cake?
Here?
Oh. That's the show I've been watching on Netflix. Is it cake? Watch it, because I don't know. Is it cake?
I refuse to watch that show.
Some things are cake and some things aren't.
Yeah, I refuse to watch that show. Like, if the whole premise of the show is, here's a thing, is it cake? And then they cut into it, and it's either, yes, it's cake, or no, it's not cake. That's
it
not...
It fucks up your whole life. You just start looking at everything. You're like, is that cake?
I've seen the videos on the internet. Like, if I've seen one, I'm good. The one that has that looks like a dog, and they cut into it.
Yeah.
Like... That traumatized me.
I didn't see that.
I thought it was an actual dog. And then they go to cut into it, and then it's just cake. I'm like, fuck you guys.
That's why Beasley's not around anymore? Did you cut into Beasley?
Beasley is right out there.
Oh, he better be. He's just missing the leg. He's like, I wasn't cake. I tried to tell him. I tried to tell him.
I said, woof, woof, woof. All right, so there is a subreddit. It's called AITAH. It stands for Am I the Asshole Here? And people go on and they have a situation happening and they want to know,
am I the asshole here?
Hey, am I the asshole?
Hey.
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 Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Am I the asshole here?
Am I the asshole walking here?
So I thought we'd go over a couple of these. I haven't read these yet.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of finding a few as
if they're not the asshole, but I forget about it.
We're going to determine right now on Middle Age Mediocre. Okay. We're going to officially determine, is this person the asshole?
All right.
So first one. This is a 24-year-old female.
Asshole. 24? Fuck you. Fucking prick.
She says,
Oh, there's more?
Okay, that's not the whole thing.
Okay, I thought it was just 24-year-old female. Like, oh, fuck yeah!
And she's talking about her...
Asshole!
She's talking about her 25-year-old boyfriend.
Okay, he's an asshole.
So she says, my boyfriend has not always had bad hygiene, but lately it's been bad. He has depression, and I do understand how that is something that can legitimately get in the way of proper hygiene, as well as other areas of life. And I try very hard to be understanding, but I kind of reach my limit.
But I'm 24.
He hasn't been brushing his teeth,
oh,
and he has basically stopped showering. He probably showers once every week and a half, and he sleeps in his work clothes, and sometimes wakes up the next morning and goes to work in the same clothes. His hygiene has been bothering me more and more, and I've tried to be encouraging and find ways to make it more manageable for him, but he hasn't been receptive to that. He's been getting really, really smelly, and I struggle with it. We have basically stopped having any intimacy.
Fucking?
Every time...
They're not fucking?
Every time I've changed the sheets on our bed recently has been in super dim lighting in the evening, but I did it yesterday morning and noticed for the first time a giant yellowish stain on our mattress on his side, about the shape of his body. I sniffed it.
No, you don't sniff stains!
And it smells like rank BO. This upset me because it's a nice mattress that I bought only a year ago, and I just feel so grossed out about it. I talked to my boyfriend, and I told him it's really important to me for his hygiene to improve for the sake of our intimacy, our relationship, and our future children. I said that maybe it's time to seek real treatment for his depression. He was not receptive to this and immediately got his feelings hurt, which I hate. He said that I don't understand his mental illness or support him and that he's doing the best he can. At this point, I just can't handle the smell anymore. So I told him if he can't improve his hygiene, he needs to sleep on the couch until further notice because I don't want my expensive bed to be even more ruined by his BO. He started crying and then started yelling, saying that I don't respect him or care about him and that I might as well break up with him if I'm kicking him out of our bed. I feel like I've attempted to accommodate him for a long time. And he hasn't changed. So I think I'm being reasonable. He called me a selfish bitch. Am I the asshole?
I'd say no.
I don't think she's the asshole here.
No. Especially if she's trying to like say something first. Like, when's the last time you showered?
This morning.
This morning. I showered yesterday after work, after I ran. I'm going to shower after this. I have to take a shower.
If I leave,
every day.
I have to have a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go out in the
world. I mean, I put deodorant on and brush my teeth before you picked me up and we took off and stuff. But, like, again, I took a shower just yesterday at, like, 7 o'clock or so last night. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to take a shower before I leave the house.
But yeah, normally I have to take a shower before I leave the house.
So yeah, I don't think she's the asshole here because she is. She did bring it up. She has been trying to actually talk to him about it and help him with it.
I've been bummed before. For me, it's just more baths. God, I had weeks. Woo, I took like six baths in a week. And I know, like, if I'm like on my third day to row in a bath, I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Like, I haven't been there in a while, but, you know, there's been times
where there's definitely been times where, like, on a weekend when I haven't had anything to do and I'm not leaving the house and I'm, you know, depressed and shit, I won't take a shower the whole weekend. But I'm not leaving my house without taking a shower first. Yeah. So, like, I can't imagine even, like, if you're...
I'll get in bed with someone like that.
It sounds to me like this dude does need to, if this is a legitimate mental illness thing happening,
maybe help him get a therapist and then try that.
Yeah. But I think her actually saying it and not holding on to it until, like, something happens, you know, and then, like,
she sounds like kind of a dick to just be like, you bitch.
Yeah.
How dare you not accept me exactly how I am, you bitch!
But, I mean, it reminds me of something that happened not too long ago in my past where somebody was seeing somebody after I was seeing them. Mm-hmm. But, like, the person they went and started dating, like, I was told wouldn't shower and just lay in their bed all the time. Yeah, and I was just like, why? How could that be a thing that, like...
Ugh, man, leaving a stain on a mattress?
Yeah.
Girl, I'll leave a stain on your life, but not your mattress.
I don't know what's worse.
I don't know either.
All right, so yeah, I don't think she's the asshole.
It'll be a good stain.
So if you're out there, if you're listening, you're not the asshole. Yeah. It sounds like you're trying
She's 24. She's not out there listening.
So, all right, next one up. This is a 16-year-old male.
All right.
This is a doozy, just from just kind of seeing it a little bit. A month ago, I crashed into a bicyclist. He was thrown from his bike and died on impact.
Oh, fuck.
According to later reports.
Wasn't wearing a helmet.
It was also reported that I didn't do anything wrong driving-wise and that he made an unsafe turn. I do feel sorry for any friends and family he had because they have to grieve now, but I don't particularly feel bad about the accident or about killing him because it was out of my hands. His actions, not mine, were what led to his death. So I see no reason to be upset about it or guilty. If I had made a mistake and caused his death, then sure, I'd feel guilty. If not, why should I? I have nothing to feel guilty for. My parents seem to think that I'm regressing grief or guilt, and I've repeatedly told them that I am A-okay. They could be right. There's no way to know, but as far as I can tell, I feel fine. Yet they forced me to go to therapy to work through guilt, quote-unquote. And I told the therapist the same thing I told my parents.
Suck my dick!
It's not my fault. Why should I feel guilty? Eventually, my parents got angry and shouted at me, asking what kind of monster I was, that I killed somebody and didn't feel any guilt. I honestly don't think it's that deep. As I've been saying, there's no real reason for me to feel guilt for something that's not my fault. Like, this is equivalent to if I was holding a knife and somebody ran into it.
What?
Not my fault, not my problem. Am I the asshole?
He's a psychotic asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's a psychotic little asshole.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I mean, it took me years to get to the place where, like, if nothing matters. This kid's, like, 16, he's like, oh, I hit a guy in my bike. It was his fault. But, like, still, like, you're a part of it. Like, you...
Yeah, I have a worldview of ultimately nothing matters. Yeah. That's my life view is, you know, end of the day, we are a speck of fucking dust nothing in the universe.
Matters.
Nothing really matters. Yeah. If I was driving and a person on a bike... did some shit, you know, the wrong whatever, and came out in front of me. I hit them. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
But they died. I would feel fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Because, he openly acknowledged, you know, well, I feel bad for, like, the people who have to grieve him.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you should, like...
keep that feeling. Like, that's the feeling that,
I understand, like, you shouldn't...
You can't just brush that away.
Yeah, like, I guess I, you know, don't feel guilty. But it sounds like he doesn't even have compassion. Yeah. He's just like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm A-okay.
I'll kill the next person. I don't give a fuck. That you're an asshole is I think, the conclusion of this podcast.
You're a little monster asshole.
Let's see here. Let's find another good one. There was one removed by Reddit. It had to be really bad.
Is Reddit the asshole?
Is Reddit the asshole?
Are there even times where, like, you've done something and you're like, am I an asshole?
Oh, I'm sure.
I just thought of one for me. I got it.
Okay.
When I was probably 19, 20, I was out of high school, but I was living with my parents, and they went out of town, and I had my cousin Mike over. And,
okay.
It was, like, cousin Mike and, like, maybe one other person. And then, like, Mike must have talked to his buddy, and his buddy showed up with his other buddy, and they each had a girl with them, and they just thought they were just coming in to party. And I was like, hey, fellas. I was like, oh, you guys can't really stay. I was like, I'm not supposed to have anybody in. And they were, like, so mad at me. And I didn't give a fuck. I was like, that's cool. You can be mad at me. I was like, you guys just start staying and getting drunk here.
I don't think.
And, like, they left. And, like, I was like, was that an asshole there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think. I think they were the asshole for trying to make you, like, yeah, for expecting
they thought
you
it was,
to,
like, a 90s movie or something. Like,
for you to, like, not respect.
I caught it, fellas!
Yeah.
Like, they were my friends, too. But, like, I was just like, like, I'm not even supposed to have anybody over.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here drinking, you know, trying to have my own, like, that's how I've always kind of been, like, I'd rather just have, like, a smaller, chill kind of, like, I'll do the bigger parties, those are fun every now and then, but for the most part, I'd rather just be kind of a little more chill, intimate.
Right, yeah, no, I hate
it. Like, how me and you are always just so intimate together with just us.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, so I'm an asshole, but not for that.
No, I don't think you were an asshole for that.
Okay.
I'm sure, I mean, there's probably countless things where I could look at and be like, was I an asshole?
You're like, yeah, I was, but I don't care. Fuck these people.
I always try to...
If I gotta be an asshole, for me, I feel like it's time for me to be an asshole. Like, that's not my first thing to, like, all right, I'm gonna be an asshole. Like, someone's really gotta push me.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm an asshole in a situation, it's because the other person had already stepped over boundaries.
Yeah.
Or...
I feel like I mirror people's... Like, if someone's coming at me a certain way, I try to, like, react to that kind of same energy.
But I'm sure there's been times when I've...
Oh, I'm very sure.
Just been...
When comedy shows have been way packed, and I the asshole there? It's raining, you gotta walk a quarter mile to the venue?
Look, maybe we're... We can admit maybe we were both the asshole there. I just wanted a little heads up.
I didn't know. I was inside working hard.
At any 16 different times, I could have been told, hey, there's no room on the table. Don't worry about bringing all your stuff in. And through the pouring rain that you're dragging from your car a mile down the road.
Mile down the road. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
What else?
I'm trying to think of anything, like, real specific, but, I mean... I think the stuff with...
Like, when you worked at the gym, was ever a time when, like, maybe, like, when someone did something, looking back, that maybe you kind of freaked out? Or just not even working at the gym, maybe just, like, kind of anywhere at a job, or looking back now, you think that maybe you kind of react a little harshly towards somebody?
Okay, well, so... yeah, here's... I'll try to tell this without... Okay, so when I was at the screen printing shop, Dean Screens, I'd worked there for years, quit because I was going back to school, and then after I graduated from school, I was working at Walmart, and somebody from Dean's reached out and asked if I wanted to come back and basically run the production area, and so I took that job back. So when I came back, our friend Nikki worked there.
Yep.
And the person she was seeing at the time worked there as well. And that person was not a very good worker. They complained constantly. They constantly had a bad attitude about things. Just not great. They constantly had Nikki doing their work for, like, just not a great employee.
Yeah.
A few months go by, and then right before Christmas Eve, Dean made me the manager of the entire shop.
Uh-huh.
So he brings everybody.
You were HBIC. You were that head bitch in charge.
Yes. So he brings everybody back. We have a meeting, and he says, you know, hey, Cash is now going to be running. Like, you know, Dean's going to be handling screen printing, just trying to get work done.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm going to be running. So, you know, and the person that I'm talking about, something was said by Dean, because Dean was not an easy guy to get along with.
Yeah.
So that person starts screaming at Dean, telling him he's a piece of shit, a motherfucker, he can go fuck himself. It wasn't about me.
Yeah.
This was about something else, but he's like in front of everybody telling him he's a motherfucker and everything. And so I go, hey, you're fired. And everybody looks at me and they go, and they're like, what? And I was like, you're fired. You can't do that. You can't sit here in front of everybody and yell at your fucking boss and call him whatever. And I was like, so you're fired. And so we ended up, me, Dean, and this person had to go back to Dean's office to, because they were, you know, like, well, let's, we can go back here and talk about it. So we go back and they're like, you know, like, it's Christmas Eve and you're going to, like, 2 days
before. I forgot it was Christmas Eve.
You're like, and you're going to fucking fire me? And I go, yeah, you're fired. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I was like, you act like an asshole. You're fired. And so then it wasn't too much longer that that person also then, like, did a lot of awful shit to Nikki. And then it wasn't too much longer before me and Nikki were dating each other. So I don't know if there was a perception where, like, I fired them to get them out of the way. But that, well, that wasn't the reason. But I, you know, I don't know if I was the asshole in that situation where I could have maybe, like,
just been like, calm down.
Be like, hey, let's go talk about this. Calm down.
Like you said, they had kind of a precedent set.
And I also felt like, you know, it's like that thing where, like, all right, I'm in this. I've just been made responsible for this place.
Uh-huh.
I got a show. We ain't going to be fucking around here. So if you, I'm not having you here. If you act like, so I don't, like, to me, I was like making
an example,
a very quick, let's shut this shit down.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. So I don't know. I might have been the asshole for not really.
Christmas Eve. That's
it was 2 days before Christmas Eve, I think. Yeah. So
right around the Christmas season.
Yeah. So I was made, when I worked at Hollywood Video, I was 21, 22, 20, 21, I think. Yeah, 20 or 21. And, I was just a regular employee.
Yeah.
But then somebody did something and they were going to be, they needed to be fired for it. Well, the actual manager, store manager, was like, I can't fire them. Like, I just, it's going to break their heart, whatever, you know. And she legitimately goes, hey, you're kind of an asshole. Like, you're kind of, she's like, you're kind of a dick. And she's like, do you think you could fire them? And I jokingly was like, I'll tell them they're fired if that's what you mean to do, you know? And she's like, we can make you like a, it, like, she's like, I've been thinking about making you a shift manager anyways. She's like, so, she's like, you would have like the authority to do that. And I go, I mean, whatever you need, like, if that's how, it, and they had, like, they had stolen some shit from the company.
Yeah.
They stole money and everything. So, maybe, and I was like, hey, so that was two different times. My first act as management was to fire somebody.
Yeah, like Donald Trump, man.
They just bring me in.
You're fired.
You're fired. But, you know, that one I do feel bad about because I don't give a fuck about, like, corporate places.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can steal whatever the fuck they want to steal.
I'm sure you,
and then I got
I'm sure
fired.
You took nothing from Hollywood Video.
I got fired for stealing. Even though I didn't steal.
Oh.
I got fired from Hollywood Video because we always did a thing where, like, if there was shit that was, like, nothing new release, but everything else was fair game to, if somebody wanted to buy it, we would have to look it up in the system, see what it would, you know, what we were selling it for. We'd have to mark it as previously viewed. Because we would do that. We'd go through.
We used to sell them there.
Yeah, we'd get lists from, like, every week or two. We'd get a list of these are the items you need to pull from the shelf. Make them previously viewed items, put them on the shelf for sale. But we could do it with anything that was off in your release wall. Like, if somebody just saw something and wanted it and said, hey, you know, would you guys sell this to me? We just have to take it out of the system, put it in. So, we had the Clerks cartoon DVD set.
Oh, yeah.
And it, I mean, I don't, nobody rented it. It sat there for, like, it just, nobody rented it. It wasn't a normal rental thing. Uh-huh. So, one day, I was just like, me and another guy were working there. He was another shift manager. And I was like, hey, I think I'm going to buy that. I was like, nobody's been getting it. And I was like, I really want that set anyways. So I was like, can you go ahead and, like, put it in the system as previously viewed? And I'm just gonna buy it. So we did. Well, then I got fired for it. They said it was stealing. They said it was theft.
Even though you paid for it.
Even though I paid for it.
Yeah.
So then, like, it was the same store manager that made me a shift manager that didn't want to fire me. And she was like, I am so sorry. I'm gonna do this, whatever, you know. And at the time, I really wish I would have thought, like, but at the time I was just like, God damn it, I'm getting fired. Like, because I actually, yeah. I loved that job.
It's
like,
not, I'd be a dream job.
That was one, that was like, maybe one of
I
the only jobs.
To work in a video store.
Yeah, that was maybe one of the only jobs I've ever had that I'm like, I truly love this job.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck. Like, as she's talking to me, I'm like, just in my head, just thinking, like, this fucking sucks. Like, you know, what am I going to do? And so she says, though, she goes, oh, and, you know, and if you have anything out right now for rental, if you've rented anything, she's like, don't even worry about it. Mind you, she's firing me for stealing.
Yeah.
But in my head at the time, I go, okay, yeah, you know. And it wasn't until, like, a day later I'm driving, and I'm like, they fucking told me I could steal while they fired me for allegedly stealing.
Did you have anything on rental?
No. Oh, I didn't, man. Actually. But then, so, our buddy Jason, he worked there, too. He was a shift manager.
Yeah.
He was a shift manager, store manager, one of the two. And me and him are friends. And he told me, he got a hold of me, like, a week later and said that he figured out the reason they fired me is because Heather was her name of the lady that ran was the owner, the manager.
Yeah.
She had for months, and I remember this lady coming all the time. One of her best friends, she was trying to get her a job there. And that lady came in for months and could not pass. Remember, like, I'm sure places still do it, but, like, we had a kiosk, and you like if you're trying to apply for a job,
yeah.
you'd have, like, do, like, the personality tests and things. She failed it. Four or five times. Couldn't pass it. Well, apparently she, right, like a few days before I got fired, she apparently had passed it. So Heather wanted to hire her, but there was no positions. So Jason was like, so, hey, you know that girl that's been trying to, whatever, Heather's been trying to get hired? She's like, yeah, so she just hired her to replace you. So.
That's an asshole move.
Yeah. So I was fired so she could bring her friend in.
Yeah.
But she's the same.
That's Hollywood, baby.
That's Hollywood, baby.
That's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood video, baby.
Yeah.
But she was the same store manager that she had a really bad. Something happened, and she was she had to have surgery, and she couldn't work for like 5 or 6 months. So me and Jason were the only other two managers at the time, and so I would between the two of us we worked every day.
Wow.
Like I would usually work. We'd just keep going back and forth, but like I'd work like a 12-hour shift. He'd work a 12-hour shift,
yeah.
or not 12 hours, whatever, however the store hours were. Like,
yeah.
we'd split it.
Half, yeah.
But I'd do one, he'd do the next. Then we'd kind of, like, switch, and so he didn't. I didn't have to do all mornings, and, you know.
I was in that store a lot.
But so, like, we were both racking up hours and money, and I was, like, making so much money that I went and bought a used Mustang.
Ooh.
And when she came back, she wanted to, because she had missed out, you know, I'm sure she was getting some sort of leave,
yeah.
like pay for leave or whatever, but it wasn't really as much as what she would have been making. So she needed to make some money. So she cut both of our hours back to like 15 hours a week.
Nice.
And so I went from like having, you know, 70, 80 hours a week
yeah.
to having 15. The car got repoed. Like just, so like, as much as I fucking loved that job, I got fucked over so bad. So the one job I loved.
That'll teach you to love.
Fucked me more than any
That'll
other
teach
job.
You to love.
Yeah. And they tell you, yeah. So, like, I actually wanted to, like, you know, go out of my way to make that place, like, do what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But, okay, one more. Am I the asshole here? Okay. And then we'll get out of here. Okay, so this is a 19-year-old female.
All right.
Okay, so. I was traveling with my boyfriend's family in a 5-day on a 5-day trip. The thing is, due to my diarrhea, we had only 3 days to explore the place.
Can you spell diarrhea? Spell right now. Oh, if you're looking at
I'm
it.
I'm looking at it. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
H-E-A, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I actually really, really have exploding anus.
I used to have to spell diarrhea all the time when I was a case manager at ResCare.
They talked about it on your mom's house. Like, they read an email about it, and I just remembered it.
I had to spell a lot because of incidents like that would happen with clients
yeah.
where they would have diarrhea, and I had to spell it a lot. So it all started when I had breakfast with my mother-in-law. She baked a cake, and it was delicious. But eating it was my worst mistake. At first, I felt okay, and after 2 hours inside the car, my stomach started to hurt. I thought it was my period, but the pain became unstoppable when we had to stop at a restaurant. I had to run because my poop was starting to leak. It was the worst day of my life. I spent 5 hours inside it, inside the restaurant, or wherever they were, I'm sure, wherever they were.
Yeah.
And even had to grab the walls due to how painful it was.
Oh, I get Dumb and Dumber!
Yeah. Since I was there for such a long time, I called my boyfriend's family and said they can go without me, and I'll be thinking about another way to reunite with them.
They're 2 hours! hours on the road. Leave me here.
I called, or it's another way to reunite with him. My boyfriend refused and said he will bring me to the hospital. The result was food poisoning, and the reason is probably the cake due to it having expired cocoa powder and vanilla. I had to stay at the hospital for a whole day, and I'm still resting. My mother-in-law is now saying I destroyed her family vacation, and I'm a spoiled brat for not being able to even digest a cake.
Jesus!
I feel bad for them, but it wasn't within my control. Am I the asshole?
No. No.
Your mother-in-law is the asshole.
Yeah.
You're a brat for not being able to digest. It says, small update, there was milk in the cake. My boyfriend's mom accidentally admitted when my boyfriend asked for the recipe. She started to brag about the quality of the milk inside the cake. So she added it even though she knows I'm allergic.
She's lactose intolerant.
She says, my mother-in-law knows I'm allergic to milk. I told her the first time we met when I refused to eat her food due to it having dairy. She always said it's easy not to use milk in her recipes. Second update, the dinner, the meal before breakfast, had part grounded beef, which had gone bad. So the meat and the lactose. So Jesus Christ!
Your mother's an ass. Mother-in-law.
They were
an
maybe
ass.
Trying to poison her.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, this girl is not. You were not the asshole Jesus. At all. This though, I was telling you the other day. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I eat peanut butter sandwiches too fast, and I get that. I kind of just like clogged my esophagus.
Man, I was. It was bad.
Like, I eat
them.
It
was the worst indigestion I've ever had in my life. I thought I was having a heart attack.
I'm glad you didn't.
Although
I should have got a lot of your tapes.
And she's in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, but like, if you go on like a road trip or something like that, by the time you get to where you're going, if it's like a couple hours, do you just feel like your stomach is about to like,
yeah,
like you're being stabbed?
Yeah, you're afraid of poop.
Wrestling road trips were always. I would feel so. I wouldn't even have to like poop all the time. I would just. It just fucks my stomach up. But I love road trips. I love what hurts me, Joel.
Hollywood video road trip.
I love the ones that hurt. All right. Well, we've talked about a lot of things here today.
I got a couple more things, though.
Okay.
Me and Lily listened to the Coraline episode.
Oh, okay.
Finally on our trip to my sister's.
Yeah.
Lily Roy liked it. She said that you did a really good job of reacting to the stuff that I said.
Okay.
And I said, normally that's the opposite. Cash tells the stories and I react. And she goes, nope. She goes, Cash is better at reacting than I should tell all the stories.
I have said that. I have said that numerous times.
That's what Lily said. She loved it when I cussed and you covered it up with the fart noise. We had to rewind that and listen to that again. But yeah, she finally got to listen to it and she really liked it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was cool. And she wanted me to tell you she thought you were really funny.
Oh.
And she liked the format of that episode. And lastly, SummerSlam. We won't be able to record SummerSlam because I'll be gone next Saturday.
Okay.
So let's do some quick predictions.
Do you have the match?
Nope. Roman Reigns versus Jimmy Uso.
Jey Uso.
I can't tell them apart because they're twins.
They're twins. So I'll get the matches here. So I think, I don't know. I mean, smart money, Roman Reigns, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be surprised if they pull the trigger and have Jey Uso beat him.
I'm thinking since it's like a tribal match, like somehow he'll win the tribal thing but won't win the belt. I'm wondering maybe they'll try something like that.
I almost think they do. They have Jey win the belt,
yeah,
but then immediately get cashed in on.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Who has it right now?
Damian Priest.
Yeah.
I can see Damian Priest getting the belt and then Finn Balor having the belt from Seth, and
because that pushes
doing good.
Because if they have Damian Priest come out and do that, like Jey gets his huge moment and win, but then instead of having to, because like I don't know if you watched SmackDown last night, but they kind of like, they didn't really say this, but I've heard people say this, like if Jey wins the belt, it's going to be a huge moment, but then like Jey doesn't, they say Jey doesn't have like the same.
Staying
power and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I disagree with a bit.
Yeah, I think he does.
I think Jey Uso is amazing. But it would be a really good move to have him beat Roman, have that huge moment, have Damian Priest fuck him over, take the belt, and then let Jey and Roman kind of continue their thing.
Yeah.
Without the belt being there. They could do it for head of the table.
Because I really do think that Finn Balor will beat Seth Rollins. But yeah, at Judgment Day, I think he's going to have, because now Dominic has a North American title,
Rhea has the one of the women's titles.
Yeah, apparently he's supposed to drop the North American title soon, though, because he's probably going to, I would say, get the IC title soon.
Or tag, maybe.
Or maybe the tag.
Yeah. Ah, I can't see.
Okay, so there's going to be a SummerSlam Battle Royal.
Oh, really?
It's just, you know.
I think the winners are us, the Watchers.
Right. I don't know who's going to be in it. Yeah. But then we got Rousey versus Baszler. And it's supposed to be kind of like an MMA match.
I think Baszler, just because Rousey's supposedly
So I would say Baszler wins. Yeah. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Belt.
Gunther. Gunther wins.
I'm saying.
You think they're gonna give Drew?
I'm saying
crap?
Drew wins the belt.
All right.
I think they take the belt off Gunther here.
Drew McIntyre is the most boring person. Yeah. Now he's like, I'll count to three before I kick people, and the crowd will love it. One, two, three.
Did you watch? Have you the past like couple weeks now? There was a past few weeks there was a match. Gunther versus Kevin Owens, and then Gunther versus Matt Riddle. Did you watch either of those?
I think I watched the Kevin Owens one.
Holy fuck, they were good.
Yeah. I heard the Riddle one was better than the one they had at the pay-per-view.
It was way better.
Okay.
They beat the shit out of each other. Like,
Owens is hurt with the rib thing now. They're off the SummerSlam.
Ricochet versus Logan Paul.
Logan Paul needs a win. He hasn't
got I think Logan Paul won that one. That should be really good, too, because Logan Paul is somehow...
Ricochet's.
Like, it blows my mind how fucking good Logan Paul is at wrestling.
Just see, I wonder how many botches it'll have, though.
Probably none, man. Like, they're so like fucking good.
Okay.
Roman and Jay. Asuka versus Charlotte versus Bianca.
Asuka.
For the women's title. Bianca. Yeah.
Bianca.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say Bianca wins it and starts the heel turn.
All right.
Because it looks like they're putting it back together, the Hurt Business.
Yeah.
With Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. And I think Bianca turns heel.
Joins him.
Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'll see Finn win that.
So you think Finn's going to win?
Seth hasn't had it long. Yeah, I'm going to go with Finn there.
I think
they're going to try to make Judgment Day as like strong as possible.
Okay, here's what I think might happen. And this depends on the match order. But I think if this match is before, I think Rollins and Finn open the show.
Yeah.
And I think Priest comes out to try to cash in, ends up fucking over Finn, and Seth wins it keeps the belt. So that way, since Priest didn't actually get to cash in, he comes out again and cashes in. So I'm gonna say Rollins ends up winning.
Okay.
And then I don't know if this will be the main. I mean, you would hope they do Roman and Jay as the main event.
Yeah.
But the other big match on the show is Cody Rhodes versus Brock, and I don't give a fuck.
No. I barely gave a fuck their first match.
I would prefer to see Brock Lesnar just rip Cody Rhodes' head off and shit down his throat and laugh. And leave. Like I don't give
leave
a fuck.
Leave his cowboy hat on his head.
I don't
time.
Understand why Cody Rhodes is so over.
I don't either.
He's an amazing promo.
Like, AEW kind of caught on, and their fans shit on him, and that's why I had to leave. Like, WWE fans are just like, yeah.
I was blown away by how over he was when he came back. Like, I didn't think anybody really, because to me, he's always a mid-card guy. Yeah. So he's really good at promos.
He's really good. I thought when he was the handsome Cody Rhodes, dashing, that was probably his favorite.
I am apparently the only human in the world that loved Stardust. I loved Stardust. Yeah. I thought that was an awesome gimmick for him. Like, I thought him and if they would have actually done something with him and Goldust.
Yeah, I wish they would have had a match.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'll be flying that day, but I'm going to get to the hotel later on in the evening. I'll watch it.
Well, I'll go ahead and send you all the spoilers.
No, that's
that
fine.
Way,
I don't give a fuck. I'll read about it.
That way, when you get land, the first thing you can do is
I'll be in first class reading results as it goes on, okay?
They'll be there
in
first class with you.
Yeah,
that's
what
first class is.
That's why I wore a tracksuit.
There's going to be a hologram of the
show. I hope so, yes.
All right. Well, so tell Lily thanks.
I will.
For the compliments.
I will.
I appreciate it. I knew the fart noise would, like, if, like, that was.
I popped.
If I was her age, I would think that would be the greatest thing ever.
All right, but would you rather, before we get out of here.
Okay.
So this is only kind of more of a guy would you rather, but would you rather have to sit down every time you have to pee, or would you rather have to yell at the top of your lungs that you have to take a shit right before you take a shit? I gotta take a shit!
Yeah.
Is it
yelling that exact phrase? Because then it would be that one. If I had to, like, just every time, I have to take a shit!
Yeah.
Then yes, I would rather do that, because that would be hilarious.
I don't want to sit down to pee.
Yeah.
I mean, I know girls gotta do it, but they just. I like the standard. I like the, like, yeah, you know how it works.
I've been there.
Okay, good.
I've done it a couple times.
You can watch me here. I'll show you how the whole process. But yeah,
I'm not falling for that again.
Here, try to use your hand.
Now, although, if you were going to sit down to pee, you could always do the reverse sit.
Oh, yeah.
And then just have a nice little relaxing time where you just got your arms propped up on the back of the tank. Got your phone
cocaine.
Out.
Oh, phone out.
Yes, doing a little bit of cocaine. Yeah, I think I would probably pick yelling out, I've got to take a shit.
I got to take a shit!
Because there could be some great situations. Although, I go out of my way to make sure I'm only pooping
at home
in my own home.
Yeah.
So I mean,
BZ was like, "Cool."
BZ's like, "Yeah, man, that's fine." You don't tell me every time.
Everybody poops.
Just do it. He's like, "Does that mean we're going outside?" All right. Well,
we're back.
Glad we got to come back and do this again. So
we'll take next week off because I'll be out of town. Then maybe the week after we'll get back to it again.
Yeah, and you should. We should.
I have a bunch of different stories.
We should take Lily's advice. Stuff. I think. You know, see what you can come up with for some things. I'll, you know, come up with a story or something like that. I'll do the reaction. Because I always most of our episodes that it's been that way. There are some of my favorite episodes.
Sure. Yeah.
So because we got the meat, we got the meat cute, the Arm and Muse story, the Killdozer story,
the real crime Friday 13th,
all the real crimes. What's the other? I thought you. There was another
McElroy, Ken McElroy.
Who shot and killed Kenrax McElroy? Yeah. So those have all been some of my favorite
ones.
You're
right. So maybe I should sit
I'm a reactor,
there.
Man.
Maybe I should sit over there where you are.
Maybe. Yeah. I can teach you how to do this.
I don't want to. You still have to do it. I'm
just
there.
Flip everything
around. Yeah, yep.
Okay, well that's it. That's all it for us. Bye.
Bye. Be good, I guess. I don't
know. Do whatever you want.
Fuck. Bye.
I have to take a shit.
I gotta take a shit.